This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business, and we're talking to two finalists from the Alliance Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge, which is back for the third year. Now they've got prizes worth up to 1 million. So, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been catching up with the 20 finalists, and this week, the 9th and 10th finalists, we have Effen Koo from kakitangan.com and Lee Ka Mei from Simply K. So congrats to the both of you. Maybe Effen will start off with you, you know, Kakitangan. Why did you start your business, and what's your business all about?
Okay, it started from my personal experience. I was a program manager back in Office engineering team, Microsoft Office engineering team for 5 years. 2 years ago, I joined an Aztec company to be a P&L GM. You know, back in Microsoft, we have all sorts of system over the world to manage people process, from the interview to leave to performance appraisal to organizational health. And in my last company, I have 100 staff. No system.
Okay.
So we use paper and Excel, and you can imagine that it's challenging to perform good people management and people motivation. Mm-hmm. And information is lost when people is gone. Every week I'm signing dictionary take of documents, leave documents after the manager signs it. Then I pass to HR manager to sign it, and it may be rejected because simply the person did not have balance in day one.
Okay.
So it's painful. And
this is a listed company.
This is a listed company. And I thought many companies back in Southeast Asia, home here, are the same. So I'm aspired to come back and fix this problem. We hope to help SMEs to have more happier and productive employees.
Okay. So now you were saying that there are actually a lot of listed companies that still get their employees to apply for leave manually, but of course your target in this case would be the SMEs.
We have started from a leave application system. So as long as you still use paper to apply leave in the company, you can go straight to kakitangan.com and sign up to start using it. We definitely aspire to actually expand to a more people process.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. And for you, Kame, you know, I understand this is the second time you applied for this challenge, right? So tell us about your business as well and why you decided to take part this year.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Kame from Simply K. The Alliance Bank actually contacted me to ask me if I want to join again this year. So I had a deep thought whether to join, contemplating whether to join or not.
Okay.
Yeah, and I decided to
join again. What's different about your business? Okay, so your business is accessories.
Simply K is actually a handmade accessories made with Swarovski crystals. I started off with only headbands initially, and then from the customers, demand of the customers, I have other things like hair clips, turbans, necklace, and earrings, and.
Okay, yeah. So since last year and this year, your business has changed a little bit already?
Changed a little bit. I have like the OEM range, where I have factory making some of my designs. Yeah.
Okay, and so you decided to take part this year because why not, right?
Yeah, it doesn't cost me anything, right? So this is like the last time I'm going to join anything like this.
Last time, don't say.
Yeah, this is actually the fourth time, you know. This is the fourth time I'm joining things like that.
Okay, there you go. Now you're the top 20.
Yes, no regrets.
No regrets. And so you were saying that yours is handmade, okay? Simply K is handmade accessories using Swarovski crystals. Are you the only one in Malaysia doing that?
Okay, in terms of hair accessories brand, Malaysian brand, Simply K is the only hair accessories Malaysian brand that uses Swarovski crystal.
Okay.
Like I'm a recognized certified user.
Okay. Yeah. Is that easy to be a recognized certified user working with Swarovski?
There are some guidelines as well. You know, like you need to have a retail store. They will actually check your purchases. You have like a target to achieve yearly. Mm. Yeah, things like that.
So Effen, your business started in February this year.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. How has it been in terms of getting people to understand what you're trying to do?
It has been introducing to the market, actually, the software alone available for sign-up like 3 months ago. In 3 months' time, we have more than 500 companies signing up. Today, we actually have 600-something. Mm-hmm. So we are working hard with them to actually help them to get the process runs better.
Okay, so when someone goes to the kakitangan.com mm-hmm. website, are you looking at the HR manager looking at it, or are you looking at an employee? Look at the site.
Okay. Most of the cases are actually either HR managers who aspires to actually conduct a better people process in the company. On another case, it would be a business owner who wants a change in the organization, who actually wants to improve the organization themselves.
Okay. So convincing the potential clients is still a lot of it is face to face, or can people just subscribe online?
Yes. Actually, there are many companies actually subscribe and use it. They never talk to us. While many of others, we also talk to them to help them actually conduct the change management.
Where is the money for you? Where do you get the money?
It's an interesting question that we offer a HR system for free, right? Mm. So we actually sell employee benefits. Like today, we are selling medical cards and medical insurance. Mm-hmm. And a very interesting part about this Alliance SME competition is many finalists become good friends. Uh-huh. That there are other finalists actually said, hey, FN, can we sell our products in your platforms?
Right.
So how sexy, imagine how sexy would it be is would be a HR manager buying a Humble Beginning cakes for the staff that's going to have a birthday.
Right. So that's how. So it gives them the ability to save their time as well. So are there any other platforms like yours in Malaysia at the moment?
There could be. Well, mm-hmm. I'm not sure yet.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So for you, Kame, you design all your accessories.
Yes, I design them and make them myself.
Okay. So how did you get into this?
Well, actually, this is an accidental business. It's not even planned. Yeah, I've been I like handicraft since young. Mm. I like to do a lot of DIY and, you know.
And how did it start then? You say accidentally.
I was with a friend in Bangkok for shopping. Mm. So I was thinking that I need to do earn some side income. So without doing any market survey, you know, I just bought 500 pairs of earrings.
Okay.
I was deciding between earrings and headbands.
Right.
And so I bought earrings. So I was thinking that the margin is quite good. You know, the cost is low and you can sell it for 10 ringgit. So I had a few rounds selling this kind of accessories in the flea market. Mm. And the guy next to me was selling 10 ringgit for 3.
Right.
So it's like, what am I going to do with all like 500 pairs of earrings? It's like, then after that, but that guy sells other things as well. Bangles for 20 ringgit, necklace for 10 ringgit, things like that. So after that, I bought headbands for myself and I sold it.
Mm.
It was selling at the flea market, so right. I decided to try to make it, and
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, yes,
that was three years plus.
Yeah.
Okay, and of course now you're available in Isetan as well. We'll talk a bit more with the two finalists from the Alliance Bank Bismart SME Innovation Challenge, FN Koo from kakitangan.com and Lee Kame Simply K, after this. Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. We're speaking to the finalists from the Alliance Bank Bismart SME Innovation Challenge. They're back for the third year, this challenge, with prizes worth up to 1 million. The two finalists I'm speaking to this morning, FN Koo from kakitangan.com and Lee Kame from Simply K. In a nutshell, of course, we've had a conversation already. What would you say Simply K, accessories, hairband, the only one in Malaysia, handmade in Malaysia, working as certified partners of Swarovski. How would you tag your business, FN?
Actually, to us, we started with a philosophy in mind that we want to move from people management to people motivation.
Mm.
So that actually affects a lot on how we design things. We actually make a HR system not really so much on just manage people like the old style. We really want to help. For example, interesting new features that we are looking into is how about a graceful way of notifying people about someone's birthday.
Right.
That's how we actually want to encourage to and inspire the SMEs to have a happier and more productive employee.
Graceful way, yeah? Graceful ways. Now, okay, with you, Kame, you currently have two retail outlets, right? In Isetan, KLCC, and Mid Valley.
Yeah.
All right. How did you get the big break into the departmental store?
Well, I just call in to look for the buyer and present my products, and I just got in.
Okay, so simple. So were there some? What were the requirements on their part?
Well, I guess my brand has got its own identity and it's made with Swarovski crystals.
Okay, so that was probably like 1 year, 2 years before you got into Isetan?
Yeah. Okay. I got into Isetan in 2013.
Right. Yeah. Do you plan to have your own place with all the variety of accessories?
Yeah, I wish to.
Okay.
But I don't have the money.
The money. Hence, you're taking part. Okay.
Yes.
So you guys have also gone for your the business coaching, right? So far, I know there's some more that you have to go through, but strategic influencing and lean marketing, that's what you've gone through so far. And of course, the CEO chat room with Tan Sri Liu Kee Sin together with Dato' Chong Kim Hwa from Eco World. So what have you learned so far, I mean, from all these sessions? Any one of you?
Okay, maybe I can take
first.
From the lead marketing, I think it reminded us that business is a mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of helped me to continue fiercely looking at our numbers systematically, from getting traffic to users to purchase to repeat.
Mm.
And from the inspiring speech from Tan Sri and Dato, that we really realized that how a company forms is because of people,
right,
to the culturals, then to the product offerings.
Okay. So, and you currently have how many employees?
We have 7 today.
Okay. So you were saying that earlier on, in terms of the lean marketing, what you learned, you know, looking at that process, was that something you didn't look at before or not aware of?
In fact, what happened is at the beginning, we thought, okay, we are data-driven, right?
Mm.
So we wanted to track our numbers of user sign-ups. That's what we call awareness to the user engagement. They're using it every day, as well as finally monetization.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes by, so you're busy on your work and you kind of forgot to actually refine it.
Okay.
These numbers should be redesigned as time goes by to reflect the current states of the business.
So to revisit it, because you're so busy running the business, you forget to step back and just relook at your business.
Exactly.
Right.
So Kami? From time to time.
Kami, what about you?
Well, I learned a lot from that two classes, like about leadership. 95% is actually learned by practice. Only 5% were born.
Mm.
And also like power of values. Mm. For lean marketing, it really drills me to think deep down the real value between things like your own media and your earned media.
Mm.
How do you maximize it? And what's the message that you want to deliver to your target customers?
Okay.
So there are things that, there are a lot of areas that I didn't look deep
enough
inside.
Okay,
yeah.
So it was completely new thing for you.
It's not new, like you're doing something like that, but it's not the right way.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So
and
that was,
yeah, and of course, it's very inspiring to hear Tan Sri Liu, his speech,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, how he started his business, how he built his empire, his strive for perspective. You know, his passion, his drive, his never die, this kind of mentality in him.
Right.
I mean, if I'm so rich at him, I think I'm not going to work.
Okay, if you're there. Now, what would you do if you win?
Wow. That's the $1 million question.
Yes, it is, literally. It is the $1 million question.
We mentioned that we're actually cross-selling a few other finalist companies' products in kakitangan.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we will invest the money into driving the users as engagement as well as the revenue
mm-hmm.
for these products. So money actually invested in us, actually not only helping us, but also helping a few other companies in the competition.
Hmm.
That's multiple wins.
Right, okay. Kami.
Oh, as for me, first
the
of
world,
all...
The world, conquer the world.
Yes, I will. First of all, I'll order my OEM jewelry first.
Right.
Yeah. I'll also tap onto online market, which is Untap.
Okay.
The online market. And also manpower.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, so the OEM, what aspect of the OEM are you looking at? I mean, so you're looking at getting your name out there more widely.
Yeah, and more designs. Mm-hmm. Because this, let's say per hair clip, it requires me a certain of SKU.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so with OEM, you're able to just get
more designs.
So all the best. We'll see what happens when it's announced. What, November 26th, was it? 27th.
Morning.
We'll know whether we're in the top six or not. So looking forward to that. It's about a month away. All right. So Effin Koo from kakitangan.com and Lee Kame from Simply K. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.